Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it. If you're happy and you know it, click the link. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it, shop Amazon. If you're happy and you know it and you don't want to blow it, you go to the Amazon and shop.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody everywhere. Hello. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Fat New Year's Baby Daddy.
Oh. What?
Yeah, I'm the baby's pappy.
I's the pappy.
I's the poo's the pappy now.
Good on you for claiming.
Thank you very much. Somebody's got to claim that little bastard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The bastard needs some love.
And there's a lot of tax breaks now, so.
Yeah, everybody just dragged that little poor black baby out. Is it black? No, he's not black. No, he's famous, so he must be white.
Ain't white, it ain't right.
That's what I say. I got that tattooed across my heart.
I'm just shaking my head.
You should be shaking your head. Great thing, shaking your head on radio. Here's the thing. They traipse out that little white baby once a year at the beginning of the year. I don't think that's right. I think the little fat white New Year's baby should be able to come out on the 4th of July, D.A.
I don't even know what fat white New Year's baby we talking about.
The fat New Year's baby.
There's a fat New Year's baby.
The fat one, the cute one. The little chirrup New Year's baby.
I don't know. Is it like the Cupid baby?
I don't know. Does it look like a Cupid baby?
Stupid baby?
Take the Cupid baby and get rid of those hearts and arrows and that stuff that makes the world go sad and fill it full of joy and confetti, and you got the New Year's baby.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I don't get out.
Yeah, the little chirrup.
You tracking with me now?
No, I don't get out.
I'm sorry.
Are you in?
Yeah, I'm around.
Yeah.
Well, here's trapped in the closet.
Covered in the closet.
No, I'm out of the closet.
Oh, wait. Well, D.A. doesn't know what the New Year's baby is.
Ooh.
He looked at us and what is this? He didn't know that the baby celebrated the New Year every day he went outside. I can't do it because the level's too low.
You got to get to the closet.
I can't get to the closet. Are you afraid of that level?
I'm sure.
No. What's wrong with the iPad level? I'm checking my level and it's.
I was keeping it in the background. I wanted them to hear your lyrics. Let's try it again.
When I'm singing along with it, it's, you know, have you ever listened to modern day music?
Yes, and sometimes the mix is horrible because the music is over the person and you can't hear what they're saying, especially at concerts.
And the music should be that way in real life.
No, it should not.
I'm not sure you can even fit in a closet. I'm sorry, I had to get that one off.
Well, D.A. doesn't think I fit into the small closet. But he doesn't know that I have a disconnected jaw that allows me to go back into the closet. And even though my butt doesn't fit, I go, oh, I squeeze myself into the closet. I fit into it. It's a tight fit. I don't know what I am doing now. I know that this D-Day is a sloppy bitch. So
damn.
The
New Year's fire.
So the New Year's baby.
The New Year's baby.
Yeah. Now you know what the New Year's baby is, D-D-D-A?
No, your rendition of Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly, who is the king of R&B.
Uh-huh.
And the lyrical breakdown of it
uh-huh.
did not give me a physical picture of the baby. No,
it didn't give you a physical picture of the baby, of the New Year's baby.
No, I just know that you can disconnect your jaw.
Ah. A little white baby that comes out every year. When people see him, they start to shed a tear. They see that he's got confetti and a blower. They look up to the clock and say, oh, shirt. It's about to be 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then before you know it, 2018 is done. He went potty in that big diaper, oh. And nobody, everybody looked around and said, what smells? Is it you?
Not me.
Is it your butt that smells?
Maybe.
Do you need baby wipes?
A little bit.
Do you need baby powder by Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah.
Somebody look up and say, it's the New Year's baby. Now, do you know?
Well, as you were singing that beautiful rendition again, I did Google the New Year's baby.
You Googled it?
Yes.
Okay.
So what does Urban Dictionary say? little crackhead baby that comes out once every year.
Yeah. Because before the show, we established that anytime DA Google searches something, it automatically references the Urban Dictionary.
Well, what was the word that we used?
Turgid.
Pass me some of that turgid.
Yeah. Go on out there in the back, clean my clothes with that turgid. Hey, no, hey, get that turgid pod out your mouth before you go burr duh.
But when you say it, it rolls off the tongue so good, I can hear it.
Turgid?
Yeah.
Turgid.
Oh, detergent.
I thought he was talking about that brr duh.
Brr duh.
Nah, not that.
So did you, what did you find out about Cardi B? What did you find out about the New Year's baby?
It's a very ugly baby.
It's a very ugly baby.
So is Rick James.
He symbolizes the quote unquote birth of the next year and the passing of the prior year.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why his father is Father Time.
Wait, you just broke that all the way down.
Wait a minute. I thought I was the baby's daddy.
You thought so? It was really the milkman.
Who is this fool Father Time, and when did he get with Mother Nature?
Big Bang?
Right.
Me and Mother Nature, we're going to have to go on Maury. We're going to have to go on Maury, and Dana is going to have to decide who is the baby's daddy. Dana. You know Dana, right?
Dana White?
No, DNA. Right. She going to have to figure out who is the fat New Year's baby's daddy.
Dana.
Wow.
Because it was supposed to be me.
Was it?
I was supposed to be the New Year's baby daddy. I went to Mother Nature and I said, what's up? I hear on the streets that there may be another Chuck. That you lay down in your bedroom at night. And said to give me a baby, it's gonna be all right. Yet you looked at me and said, it's yours, Core. He looks so much like me, yet he's a little light.
Both fat.
I was okay with that, cause I know I'm really white.
Why?
But then somebody says, look at Father Time.
You really bright.
Who's this guy standing next, holding your hand? He's looking into your eyes, trying to take a stand. He's looking at my baby like it belongs to him.
That's mine.
But this is something off of the Brack Dictionary. Now, do you know who the baby is?
100%.
You know exactly who the New Year's baby is now.
Yeah, not yours.
Who said?
You did.
I didn't say it was my Father Time running around telling everybody that it's his baby.
Father Time got it because that baby white and you are black. Not the Michael Jackson black after surgery, but you're the Michael Jackson pre-surgery with the big cucumber nose.
So you're saying Mother Nature cheated on me with the to create the New Year's baby?
Yes.
That bitch!
Bad Guy Radio Show. Right.
Grab yourself a napkin and you're going to have to pour your own drinks.
Mom, do Santa Claus have to go through customs? What time do you have to go to bed?
Early. We're leaving the house at 8 a.m. on the button.
I hope you're all drinking milk. I want to get rid of it.
Hey, don't you?
Honey, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times 12 bucks.
What kind of
did anyone order me plain cheese?
Well, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's going to have to barf it all up because it's gone. Get a plate.
On purpose. He knows I ate sausage and olives and
look
onions.
What you did, you little jerk.
Kevin, get upstairs right now.
Why?
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Shut up.
Kevin, upstairs.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From Phoenix, Arizona, it's the internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Ooh, happy new year, everybody, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. Yeah! All over the world, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel the D.T. Taylor.
What's up?
And our co-host, Doug the D.A. Andrew. We love the show to be interactive, so for all of our live stream viewers, you're welcome to interact with us, comment on Facebook Live, tweet us your comments too, at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. We love to chill with you all week long. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the number one way we power this show. We're talking about Amazon. 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 It is the ushering of 2018 away and welcoming in 2019. Why not get your holiday festivities and get your New Year's off, whether you're making a New Year's resolution to lose weight, whatever it is you want to do, Amazon has what you need to get you to where you want to be. And start at fatguyradioshow.com and click the Amazon banner. And that was very short, bed. My fault. my fault. But shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Well, boys, let me be the first. Let me be the first.
Okay. The first, not the second.
Let me be the first to say Happy New Year's.
Hey.
It's still a few days away. You know what I'm saying? Still a few days away. You know, class, you put your head right here, you get an attitude. I'm sorry, I'm a Bernie Mac fella.
A little bit.
Sorry.
A little bit.
But it's Christmas, though. Not Christmas. It's New Year's. You know, all these holidays is too damn close together.
Right. Wasn't just last week Thanksgiving?
Wasn't just last week Arbor Day?
I thought Flag Day was like 2 days ago.
Have we not forgotten about Veterinarian's Day?
When is Armadillo Day?
What about National Cheeseburger Day?
What about #National Boxing Day?
What about #National Pick Your Boogers Eat 'Em Day?
What about #National Pick the Gum Off the Bottom of Your Shoe Day?
#National Don't Even Try Fake Laughing at This Bit That We Got Going On. All right, well, that's good. Welcome to the show, everybody. DJ Lil D. Look at that boy lying there, little boy. DJ Lil D in the house. Look at that.
You know what I'm saying?
Take the pants off. Muscle. All right, back to the show. I'm glad you're here, Lil D, because I got a question for you.
What you got for me? I got to answer for
you. You all right on that? The producer going to get you. He going to get to your levels in a minute. Give him a second. He a little slow because it's the new year.
Oh, okay.
I got to open up all your shots now that you're here, because we didn't think you was going to be here, but you're here today.
Hey,
you there?
Right.
All right, good. Now, take your microphone, do like this. Push it right up close up to you.
Is that what it is? Because I can't hear nothing.
That's what it is. Yeah, and the producer, he going to figure out what the hell is wrong in a minute.
He hired me.
Is he?
He's higher than me on the levels.
Oh, talking to you.
So like, what do you want me to do?
Hey, can I get
some? I was like, y'all high?
Can I get some of my headphones, at least?
I'll give you some headphones.
All right. Give a little headphone.
Little D.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm cool. How you doing?
I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year.
Hey, you know, I try to do my thing. I got to do the first year of the show.
Yeah, all right. Turn it down. You're a little too black.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
No, he started his
speaking of black, I got a story for you guys.
Okay. Well, hold on for a minute. Because you know what? You said something to me a few weeks ago in a text message that you probably don't remember.
Okay.
Because you know, you don't remember a lot of stuff. You have to write it down.
True.
You probably didn't write this down.
I didn't.
Did you know that both you and I eat oatmeal in the morning?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I told you that I did that?
Yeah. You told me that you eat oatmeal. Because remember I was telling you that you don't never touch a dish in your house?
Yeah.
And you said, well, I wash my oatmeal pot.
Oh, yeah, true.
And I didn't realize that we both have oatmeal in the morning.
Well, that's brothers.
Yeah,
we
does that surprise hold on, you?
Can I go ahead and interject real quick?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I want to go ahead and say, did y'all both bougie? Did y'all cook oatmeal in a pot?
I know. He said oatmeal pot. I was going to say that.
Like, y'all don't microwave your oatmeal like regular, like on-the-go Americans?
How do you cook your oatmeal?
I just told you. I microwave the hell out of that stuff.
You got to open the packet, dump the contents out. If you want to use that little squiggly line they got on the packet, you fill the water up and then dump it in there. If you use two packets, you got to dump it twice. You stir it up. You put it in the microwave. You heat it up for about a minute, minute and a half.
Oatmeal comes with a package?
Mm-hmm.
Just like those grits I got you.
Oh, okay.
And
you're talking instant oatmeal.
Yes. Now, what I like to do is I like to go ahead and get my tea kettle that I got from Amazon.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I fill that up with hot water.
Yep.
And I let hot water, and then I let it boil.
Okay, so you fill it up. For those of you that are tracking at home, he fills up the kettle with hot water.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then lets the hot water boil.
Get hot.
Yep. And then
it's already hot. He wants it hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me finish now.
Go ahead with your story.
No, it's hot, but it ain't boiling hot.
It ain't So what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you keeping track at home, is that his water heater sucks.
Pretty much.
I live in South Bend. Right. That says enough. I take the hot water, put it in the tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
The tea kettle boil.
Boil.
And then once it starts whistling, I pour it over my already poured oats in the bowl.
Okay.
Pour the hot boiling water on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I cover it with a paper towel.
What?
And then I put it in the microwave.
That is just a waste of time.
But yeah, I'm bougie.
Yeah. No. We definitely bougie over
for 5 minutes.
But that
I think
you were cooking that. You were basically sanitizing that oatmeal.
You could
deliver the New Year's baby on that oatmeal.
It is the best oatmeal I've ever had. Don't knock it till you try it.
How long do you have to wait for it to cool down?
I was about to ask.
Oh, I wait. I let it cool. I put a timer on for 10 minutes after. It's actually like a half an hour oatmeal.
So those of you that are tracking at home, if you would like the recipe for D-Tay's lava tongue burning oatmeal, email us at D-Tay. That's too much of a process.
Yeah.
You didn't overcooked. I never knew that you could overcook oatmeal until you just described it.
How do you burn water? I tasted the burnt water.
You burnt water.
You burnt the water.
No, because if you do it right, when you get the oatmeal out. If you do it right, when you get it out, there's no water left.
Now, how many times did it take you to do this till you got it right? Because I know you failed the first try.
12.
Well, it's Christmas.
So if you
I tried it once a month until I got it right.
So if you would like D-Tay's lava evaporate water oatmeal, just email him at D-Tay. That's too much to do.
I call it dry oats.
DA, how do you take your oatmeal? Or how do you prepare your oatmeal that's not lava oats by D-Tay?
That was the most stupidest process I've ever heard.
So you can't top it?
No. You got to put hot water in the tea kettle. An electric tea kettle. Heat it up.
Is your tea kettle electric?
No, it's on the stove.
Oh, so he's using gas or electricity.
No, mine is a gas stove.
So he's using electricity to heat the water in the water heater.
Yeah.
Then gas to heat the water from the water heater on the stove.
Yeah.
And then more electricity to nuke the dog crap out of it in the microwave.
No wonder why you never got no damn money.
And then
what's going on?
Actually, in my rent control apartment, my utilities is free.
Oh, okay. I ain't never seen somebody spend $50 in utilities, both gas, electricity, and water, for him to make a bowl of oatmeal. You got to start the night before to make your
oatmeal. And you know what's funny? This is the instant oatmeal. There ain't nothing instant about that process.
You have eliminated everything instant.
You might as well grow the grains.
Yeah.
Grow the wheat.
Yeah.
Hey, I only eat the oatmeal on Saturday.
Yeah, because you started cooking it on Wednesday.
For real.
Damn. DA, how do you take your own? Just water in the little ghetto packet?
Well, actually, I have an electric kettle. So, actually, sometimes I do heat up the water in the electric kettle, which I did get from Amazon.
All right.
I'm not even going to front. You know what I'm saying? Put a little extra sauce on it.
Yeah.
So,
two dingers.
So, you know, I pour it in. Uh-huh. I stir it up.
Stir it up.
Sometimes I like to get a little bit of butter and melt the butter in there. Let the butter melt with the water.
All right.
Stir it up.
Yeah.
And
that's how you do it.
And then I eat.
Now, Lil D, how do you prepare your oatmeal on the stove like I do?
Grab it.
Oh.
Slap it. Rip it. Rub it down. No.
No, how do you do it? How do you do your oatmeal? I'll bet you it's the same way. Now, no, it's not going to be the same way that I do it.
Yeah, because you're over the top.
How do you do your oatmeal?
I just take the water.
The
pot, put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
You let it go. Let that water till it starts going, and you feel it, and you stir it around.
Now, do you use the instant oatmeal, or are you using the big tub oatmeal, and you kind of portion out your serving?
You know what? I used to do it that way, but now the way that I take it, due to my my dieting, the way I do everything,
I do it
by the portions. Sometimes I want to do two, but it usually just has to be one.
So is it the package or the
package?
Okay, so you're using the instant oatmeal too.
But on the stove.
Oven, whatever you want to call it.
It's the stove.
Yeah.
It's
oven.
The stove.
No, the thing that gets hot.
He wasn't criticizing the fact that you are using the wrong name. He's criticizing the fact that you're using microwavable.
Yeah, on the stove, which I guess is okay.
On the stove.
Because you could put, I guess, soup in, you know, that's the way to do it. But I don't. Yeah, it's unconventional. But I'm not knocking it.
Okay, so Lil D, I'm kind of jumping off your bandwagon now, bro. Because I didn't realize that you were having instant oatmeal that you were cooking on the stove.
Poor people oatmeal is what he's trying to say.
Now let me hold on a minute. Let me set something straight. Lil D, come in here preaching like he Poe, bro. This fool make almost as much money as I do.
No, I believe it.
He's perpetrating on the show.
Earlier this year, this fool was talking about how he was just ready to buy a new house.
A new house.
He just bought a house.
Yeah,
he just bought a house. That he had built on a Indian scorpion burial place.
For real.
He built this house on sacred Indian scorpion ground.
Scorpion.
And then, wasn't he in here a couple of weeks?
I'm itching already just mentioning scorpion.
Wasn't he in here a couple of weeks ago talking about how he can't control his wife from spending all that money that she did on Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm. And the kids didn't get nothing but empty boxes. Little D, I'm off your oatmeal. Train, because I don't use the instant oatmeal. I bet you anything, DA, D-Tay, Lil D, none of y'all oatmeal is brand name.
Actually, I use
mine is quicker.
Yeah, it's quicker.
No, okay, number one, there is no such thing as quicker oatmeal. Ladies and gentlemen,
why is that name brand?
Find it on Amazon. Quicker Oatmeal by Lil D.
And actually, I buy this.
It's faster than D-Tay's.
The Simply Balanced.
What did he say? I didn't catch that. What did he say?
Faster than D-Tay's.
Lil D's quicker oatmeal. Faster than D-Tay's.
You wrong for that.
All right, we can sell that though.
Quicker oatmeal. What were you saying?
You said you used the what?
Nah, I kind of
what
forgot
brand,
where I was.
What brand?
Oh, Simply Balanced.
Okay, that's like a fat person's oatmeal.
No, it's not. That's a healthy oatmeal. Simply Balanced. Everything's balanced out
for a fat person
or Quaker.
Quicker.
Quaker.
And that's for fat people, though.
And the oatmeal that you use, those big ass oats, I hate that oatmeal.
I don't use the big ass oats. I use the steel ground oats.
Even worse, those steel ground are huge.
Actually, I'm going to correct him because I use these oats, and it's not steel ground. It's steel rolled.
Yeah.
No, it's steel ground.
It's still rolled.
It's still rolled.
S-T-E-E-L ground.
You're just saying ground because you can't really roll. You're stuck on the ground.
That's all I do is roll.
Because I buy the Quaker brand, steel rolled oats.
I swear it's still, you know what? I think I put up a picture on my Instagram. If you like to follow me at Fat Guy Radio Show, I believe I put up a picture of all of the Quaker products on top of my.
$6. A
tin. And it's a smaller tin.
Yeah, it's a smaller tin. It's a $6 tin of steel rolled oats.
I'm familiar, and it's rolled. It's indeed rolled.
I think it is. Oh, we both wrong. What did you say?
Steel cut. It's
still cut. It is still cut.
Still cut.
Yeah,
it's still cut. I said rolled. You said ground. So, okay.
We were both wrong.
We were both wrong, but we were both right. It was still.
Yeah, you want to make out now?
Yo, but overall, who was right, though?
Can I come clean?
I'm the one that said still cut.
No, I'm still. You asked who was overall right, and it's me.
I'm still cut.
Can I cut?
Okay. All right, don't.
What? I was going to say that you still fat?
No, I thought you were about to make a circumcision penis joke.
Oh, no. I was going to say you still fat.
Oh, that's not a brand of oatmeal. Lil D, what were you saying?
I want to come clean. I got to make a confession before a lady hears this.
These are my confessions.
I don't even make my own oatmeal. She makes it for me. She prepares for me in the morning.
I get home from the gym.
I go straight to the shower. When I get out of the shower, I get ready for work, and she has my breakfast up there ready for
me. So this whole thing that I thought you and I were bonding over, that I get up every morning and make my oatmeal, you get up every morning and make your oatmeal, is actually not true.
I do get up and make my oatmeal. I get up in the morning and buy it.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. He did seem confused when you asked him, how does he make his oatmeal? He was like, I take the thing, I put some water in it.
So you don't make your own oatmeal.
And she microwaves it. She puts it in a bowl.
What the hell is happening?
She microwaves it for me.
You just lied for the last 10 minutes on the show. The last 10 minutes of your life was all a lie. I thought we had something.
What do I do? Nothing. We do got something. We both got nice pad jobs. We both got pee. Your credit score way better than mine. Mine's probably like a 2 now because I finally got a credit card.
How did you like my text message that I sent them? DA, I sent Lil D a text message, a picture of an email from the credit agency saying, hey, congratulations, your credit score just went up.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Nice. I just want to rub it in because he's black.
White people stuff. White people stuff.
Lil D, I can't. You breaking the whole family up.
You breaking the whole family up. That credit score you got. Yeah. Matter of fact, let me hold something.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to take a quick break back here for just a quick second. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Target. Did you get it?
Yes. That was you shooting and hitting the target.
I hit the target.
Oh, you got it.
I didn't get it.
I hit the target right at Fat Guy. Thank you, DA. Right at FatGuyRadioShow.com/target. Boy, he knows how to sell it, doesn't he? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Target allows you to order it from anywhere on your phone and then pick it up at whatever Target store is closest to you. If you're at work, if you're traveling, Target has an amazing...
Hey, get it out.
Target has an amazing pharmacy area where you get something to clear your throat to. But I can get all of that on fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Opening up the website, clicking on the Target banner. The Target locator will find the nearest Target no matter where I am, traveling or not. And I can order it and pick it up at whatever Target I'm near. Or if you want, you can have it delivered to your door. No matter which way you like it, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com. And we thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Little D and I clearly don't have anything in common. When I thought that we did, but we don't. DA,
what's that?
What is the true test of a friendship?
The true test of a friendship, I would say, is if I call you and say, "Yo, bro, was I with you last night?" You saying, "Yeah, man." And I'm in the background saying, "Steve, man." All right, good looking out, bro.
That is pretty.
You ever put me in that situation, I'm blowing your spot up.
Oh, man, that's cold. That's the true test.
He ain't lying.
And here's the thing: I'm not even gonna cover for you. Uh-huh. I'm gonna make it so that you are divorced.
Okay.
By the end of my conversation.
So basically, don't call you.
Don't call me.
Okay, that's the truth.
I am not your wingman. I am not your cover artist. I'm throwing your ass under the bus.
But what you gonna say?
Because if you put yourself into a situation with your significant other,
uh-huh,
to the point where you gotta have one of your boys back you up or make up a story to cover up, you was doing wrong. Therefore, you should have to pay the piper and own up to it. DT, I'm throwing your ass under the bus. Lil D, you know I'm throwing your ass under the bus.
I'm glad Offset does not have you as a friend.
All of those bus tracks you got on your back were driven by me.
I don't do wrong, so I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't do wrong either. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, for most men,
but outside of having your boys cover you, outside of enacting the bros before holes rule, what is the true test of a friendship?
When you go to the to go eat and they offer to pay, like you getting your wallet out and they're like, I got you.
Is the friend a girl or is it a woman?
It's just a friend. Well, why does friend have to have a gender tie?
Because check it out, my true test would be, if lady was with you at your house,
mm-hmm,
or you came to spend that over our house,
mm-hmm,
and I happened to go to work, and she came out with her little boy shorts like she normally do,
mm-hmm,
no bra on, no underwear on.
Okay, we get it.
You happen to be
there. I don't
get
it. Keep going.
Pay me a word picture.
I am turgent.
You there, and I'm at work.
I need detergent.
No, if you stab her while I'm at work.
Okay.
Why would I stab her with a knife? Like,
if you stab her with if you stab with your other knife,
I don't understand the question.
If he can trust you to not have sex with his woman,
yeah,
oh, okay,
break it down.
That's the true test.
That's not the true test of a friendship. We're not.
You asked. We're telling you.
Yeah,
Lil D, we're not friends. We're family.
But and I'm still special wife.
No, the true test of a friendship for you non-knowers is a road trip.
A road trip.
Sounds boring. This is why you ain't got no friends. When you spend time in a car with someone,
mm-hmm,
for an extended period of time, that is the true test of a friendship.
You talking about like Brokeback Mountain?
No, sex ain't got nothing to do with it.
They didn't even have cars. They were riding horses.
Horses ain't got nothing to do with it.
They had trucks. They had to get to the mountain.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch Brokeback Mountain, but it seems like you did.
This ain't got nothing to do with gay sex in the mountain.
Exposed.
That's how it starts. You explore yourself.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, yeah. You saw them drive the truck to the mountain, right?
When you stuck in a car with someone for an extended period of time is the true test of someone's friendship.
Why, what's supposed to happen?
Cause
you look at him, he look at you.
It's nothing sexual. Just because time you get in a car with somebody, you expect to have sex with them.
That's a woman.
I'm actually gonna take you. I like where you're going, but actually, I think the true test of the friendship goes even beyond a road trip. The true test of a friendship is, can you guys enjoy yourself in a car completely silent.
Yep. Right, because
and that's not even on a road trip. It could be just you guys are so comfortable with each other as friends that you chilling. Don't even have to have a conversation.
No, well, that's ride. Easy. Everybody be on their damn phones.
No, not anyway. I'm not saying on your phone. I'm saying like you're just in the moment. Enjoying each other's company where you're not even talking.
No, that's awkward as hell. Why would you want to be in a, okay, for a short length of time, for like a brief car ride, I can understand that. Like if you going from, you know, from your house to their house, I can understand that. But not on a road trip. Who wants to sit in a silent
car? I just literally said it's not on a road trip. I said just in a car.
Okay, well, I'm saying that.
But he's not on a road trip.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking it further and saying the true test of a friendship is not a road trip. But can you enjoy the company of someone silenced in a car?
Hmm. Hey, Corey, I think you're
adding another level to the whole point. The whole point is a true test of a friendship is being able to say, hey, through the stresses of being on the road, being confined in a vehicle for, let's say, 5 to 6 to 8 hours is the true test of a friendship. Being in a car with somebody for a 30-minute ride across the city, whether you're talking or not, is not a true test of a friendship.
Yes. No, the true test of a friendship is being able to enjoy somebody's company in silence.
Where the hell you hear that from?
What?
How many friends are you comfortable enough to sit in a car, no matter the distance, and not be on your phone, just be in the moment with them, completely silent?
Well, first of all, I'm on a road trip, right on my phone.
I'm just asking.
I don't understand.
I'm just asking.
How can you? So you telling me?
The fact that you guys can't even fathom that?
That's silly.
The fact that you guys can't even wrap your head around the idea of just being able to enjoy someone's presence in complete silence without feeling the need to be obligated to say something in the car. So it won't be awkward. Lets me know that you have not experienced the true test of a friendship.
Just sitting there next to you. You ain't saying nothing. Hey, that's the awkward.
Like we said, it doesn't have to be male. There's no gender in this.
Imagine
put a gender on it.
You never sat with your wife.
Okay.
In complete silence, uh-huh. And maybe not even in the car. Just at the house without her being on the phone, without the TV being on, even before your son was born.
Okay.
Just complete silence in the moment, enjoying each other.
Oh, yes, yeah, I have. Yeah.
That is the true test of a friendship. Okay. Being in complete silence with someone and not feeling the need to obligate time with something being done. Like you just enjoying them.
When you and I are riding in the car, there are bouts of time where we are completely silent.
And that's the true test of a friendship.
And the whole time I'm thinking, I wish he would say something.
The whole time I'm sitting there like,
I enjoy this. I'm sitting there like, damn, I need something to talk about.
And I'm sitting there like, damn, we hit that level of friendship where we're enjoying our comfortability of being silent.
I kind
of
get what you're saying is feeling the need not to say anything. However, if you want to say something, do you say it?
Oh, you're more than welcome to talk.
Yeah, right? Okay, I was like, do I have to sit quiet?
I'm not saying that you have to sit there quietly. I'm saying being able to feel comfortable around someone where you can be like, hey, I'm enjoying this ride, and we're not saying a single word, and I'm okay with this.
Okay, but
I'm not sitting there like Corey saying, damn, I wish he would say something.
No,
should I say something to break this awkward silence? It's no awkward silence.
Hey, no, because it is awkward.
I'm going to tell you this, though. I know what you're saying. The last time I can think about this was when we were on the beach. When me and my wife were on the beach, just chilling.
Naked.
We're not saying nothing. We're listening to the waves and we're just relaxing.
Touching each other.
But I don't think at home, we're just sitting there like.
I had this friend.
That's different though. That's the beach. You want to take that in.
You know what I'm saying?
I had this friend I went to California with. Okay. Uh-huh. And me and him were so cool. We literally were driving in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And we're driving around. We had no place to go. We were just driving.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing the city.
And we're just talking. We're talking. And then, like, at one moment, we just stopped talking.
Uh-huh.
And we were just like, this is cool. We have nothing else to say. And then, like, he turns to me and he's like, bro, like, I enjoy the silence with us. And I was like, bro, I felt the same way. I didn't feel the need to have to say nothing.
Did y'all kiss?
No, we didn't kiss or anything.
Hey, I wouldn't know how to take that
if my friend looked at me and was like, bro, I enjoy when you're not talking.
No, he said the silence. Like, I enjoy being here with the silence.
I get what you're saying, dude. Detay, I do. I actually do get what you're saying, because believe it or not, you and I have had that exact moment. We've had that moment in the car.
Jack-Kiss.
We've had that moment at my house.
Jack-Kiss.
We've had that moment at your house.
Jack-Kiss.
I can't stand you. I understand what you're saying. That works in the situations that you and I have been in. But why I brought this up is because you and I are heading towards another level. I'll give it to you this way.
Oh, Lord.
Another level of a test of our friendship.
Y'all come out the closet.
We're going on a road trip.
Uh-oh.
Wait, we are?
Yes.
Y'all going to sleep in a sling?
You think we were flying to San Diego?
Wait, we're going to San Diego?
Wait, y'all going to San Diego?
San Diego.
In 3 days, you might want to pay attention. You might want to read an email. You might want to read an email or something.
Hey, actually, I need access back to my email because I got kicked out somehow. I don't know what happened.
What about DA and I?
Y'all not going nowhere.
That was proper. What about DA and I? You didn't say, what about me and DA?
No, it's
you
DA
put
and
me
I.
first? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know English.
Hey, that's a true test of a friendship.
Yeah, right there. Knowing English.
I'm smarter than you guys think. I'll have to just be this
I'm smarter than you guys think.
Hey, I'm smarter than you guys think.
Yep, I'm smarter than what? Then there I go again.
Peanut calorie? Oh, I'm sorry. You missed that one.
F all y'all. All
right.
To give you a legit answer, though,
yes.
Time is the true test of a friendship. It's time.
I think, okay, well, I was trying to lead into the fact that, me and the Mocha are flying west for the winter.
Oh, weird flex, but okay.
Well, hold the hell on, though.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not go? How come me and DA can't go?
Because
DA and I.
Number one, you can't leave the county because of your record.
Uh-huh.
And DA can't go nowhere because of his finger.
I wasn't even invited, though.
All right, hey, because I ain't got to deal. I don't want to deal with your finger, and I don't want to deal with your record.
Question. Hold on. Question.
Yes, I'll entertain a question.
Were you invited to Vegas? Because I wasn't invited.
Exactly.
Y'all petty. Y'all petty. What is?
Hey, I tried to bring y'all when I went. I said, hey, I got an idea. I'm DJing in Vegas. Bring the show.
I got
Corey
this
said,
I got this
oh,
one,
no,
boys.
We're going to be busy. I got a Phoenix Suns game. Yeah, I got to shoot. I'm going to be doing too much. I got hey, I'm going to be with John McCain before he dies.
Ain't nobody going nowhere with you. We get shot or robbed going someplace with you. Hey. DJing all them places. You be around the Snoop Dogg of the
dogs. Exactly. I be celebrities. I'm trying to help.
That sounds fun. You was around Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. Like kind of he was around Snoop Dogg for about 3 seconds before security came and bounced his little tail out of the way.
True.
But yeah, you're right, DA. You were not invited to San Diego, and Lil D, you were not invited to San Diego, and you both know why.
Because I take off my shirt and all is. I'm trying to get the women for us.
No,
we're not trying to have our hotel.
We're going there for something even more important than women.
Yeah.
Must be the
What's more important than that?
Basketball.
Basketball. Yep.
Basketball.
Basketball
Jones.
What NBA
basketball
team
Jones.
Is in?
Got a basketball Jones, oh baby. Woo.
Oh yeah, brings it back.
Yeah.
I see what y'all did there.
Basketball.
It's not an NBA team that we're going for, D.
Not NBA.
Oh.
NCAA.
Oh, San Diego State.
No.
F the Rebels.
D.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Aztecs.
God, y'all we gotta change y'all stuff up. I was trying to talk to D-Tay. God, y'all so similar. D-Tay.
Yeah.
Hey. Be a pick me with a cheerleader. It's just me and you talking right now. Get some pictures or something.
How?
Hey,
Look out for your boy.
Hey, I got you, bro.
I can always count on you, D-Tay.
From what I hear, we sitting courtside.
Oh, man. Bring me some G14 classified back. You hear
bro,
me?
Bro, I'm gonna bring you some G15, bro. I got you.
Happy New Year's. I'm out. I'll say what I had to say.
I'm trying to figure out what a G14 classified is.
You don't need to know.
Okay.
You don't even know. I've been trying to figure it out. Lil D been alive for 432 years. I've been trying to figure out for 433.
I promise in 2018 I'll tell you.
Next question. How are D-Tay and I alike?
The names.
He ain't smart enough. He ain't smart enough to differentiate.
To decipher an A and the T. Got it.
So you don't think that us being in the car for 6 hours... It's going to be a test of our friendship.
I'm interested to see how long you're going to keep me talking or how long I'm going to stay up.
Oh, it's on.
Oh, I totally forgot how you detail mothering people in the car. And we got a rental, and you know it's going to be a nice luxury rental. Ooh. Your ass is going nighty-night bye-bye.
No, what I'll do is I'll do you a solid, and I will buy a 4-pack of some energy drinks.
And then you're going to have to go pee.
And then I'll
Here's the thing. There is a spot when you're driving out on the 8 coming from Yuma into San Diego.
Dateland.
Where, not Dateland, but close. But you can go to sleep there because I got to totally concentrate.
Yeah, you're going
to
sleep real good.
We drive over Devil's Gorge, and I get nervous going over Devil's Gorge every time.
Is that Blythe?
Okay.
No.
So just give me the, be like, hey, 5 miles before nap time, and
you'll be asleep. You're gonna sleep anyway. And you know what? And you know what? You know what? Now that I know that you're going to fall asleep, I'm more accepting of it, and I'm okay with it more so than you just. You used to just be, because we call it DA. You're not familiar with this. This is prior to you joining us, but we call it the D-Tay Mother F. Mm. Because at any given time, this boy can just go to sleep.
I've seen it.
He could just fall. He'd be just right in the and be out.
And you know what's funny? I just asked how we like. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Just fall. I'm like on all cylinders all the time. Yeah.
But it's like, so when I get a marching band can be playing.
When I get a chance to just,
I can sleep calm. On cue.
Tumblers can be tumbling. There could be a road show out in the front, mm-hmm. and he would sleep mm-hmm. right through it.
Yeah.
So is it just you two, or is the son going too? AJ going along?
No. I'm leaving the boy at home. Him's got to work. He got to earn that money. Wait a second.
He get to have a house to himself? Oh, he going to have a part.
Ain't hey, but against the party.
And he ain't going to be having no parties as nosy as my neighbors are.
They going to tell it.
They going to tell it everything. These are the same neighbors that call me to tell me that my mailbox is open.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? He ain't having no party. And if he have party, the next time he go to school, he won't have no teeth. All right, let's take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side of this,
AJ's virginity.
Oh. Fortnite is suing everybody. We'll see if DA can handle it. On the other side of this, FatGuyRadioShow.com. Happy New Year. Hey. I've been an awful girl
since baby. Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass brother. Well, I'm not being annoyed by my brother.
Annoyed by my brother. Damn it, man.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Little D, you know, Corey's little annoying ass.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Tired of hearing that commercial. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. No love right now. This cold kind of play this whole commercial out.
I mean, we got to get some new ones. We just got to get. Hey, 2019, 2019, new commercials.
Let's all new commercials.
Let's all make one. One line each.
One line each.
One line
each.
All of us together.
We're going to do a commercial collab.
like one line each. Like a.
You know what?
Like a.
I don't think. You think it's 1980s radio? No, I'm down with that because there's no way that's going to be good, but it's going to be so good. It's going to be so bad, it's going to be good.
Oh, it's just like DJ.
Did you just. I never in my life heard somebody mess somebody's name up with their own name. How does that happen? With your own name?
With your bro, own
y'all,
name.
Y'all so similar, bro. Y'all are so similar.
It's because you're black. You guys are both black.
That's what, he's still tipsy from a Christmas party.
You look alike. Yeah, he's still hungover from Mrs. C's chicken.
I just woke up.
From that baked macaroni and cheese coma.
Girl, man.
That corn, you put that.
I can't even get your gender right. I can't English today. I'm sorry.
Just say it.
Just say oh, it was good.
You know what?
Now that sounds like I just tasted you.
Oh!
Kind of did.
How good was he?
It was a great road trip. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You real good.
You want to hear more levels of this type of story, you want to get your subscription to Afterbird at fatguyradioshow.com/Afterbird. Folks, start the new year off with a yearly subscription. Matter of fact, it ain't even yearly. It's never ending. Once you sign up at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, through our partnership with Patreon just keeps your subscription going uninterrupted. You set it up with your Visa, MasterCard, debit, whatever you want, or you can use your checking account or your PayPal account, and you select the tier you want, either a $3 tier a month or an $8 tier a month. If you do the $8 tier a month, you get the video with Afterburn, and you get early release of the Afterburn episode. Patreon takes care of all of it for you automatically every month. Get started today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn, and we thank you. It is our monthly bonus show.
Can we tell them the bonus on top of that bonus?
What's the bonus on top of that bonus, Lil D?
If they use Fat Guy, promo code Fat Guy Radio,
no.
You get a Lil D's penis pic.
Yeah.
just extra.
If you erase the $3 or the $8 and you put any number of digits that start with a 1 and followed by 2 more digits, penis pic.
You will get a penis pic.
That's $100 or more. penis pic.
Little D's. Did you say 100? Because technically a penis with the
no, $1.50. That'd be 150.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see where I'm
going? All right. Yeah, so $1.50 will get Little D's. No. I think that our road trip D-Tay is going to be a test of our friendship. I don't think it's going to be too bad. It's not like, you know, we created this amazing game that is sweeping the world, the nation, and now we're suing everybody.
But how? Okay. I get your segue.
I tried to segue there for you.
Y'all slow. I ain't been here in 2 days, and y'all don't even know how to do this.
Damn.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry, hey.
Hey,
DA's job threw me off.
Y'all look alike.
All these black people. DA, what's going on with Fort Knight?
Well, I need some fancy like music for some news segment or something like that. Yeah. Everybody is suing Fortnite across the country.
That's not news music.
That's last year.
The popular video game, which saw its rise to
fame. Hold on, I got you right here. Here we go.
Take it away, Skip.
Hey, this is Doug, DA, Andrew, with the news.
The news!
This is like the other angle that they cut to.
Yeah.
Popular Fortnite game, Fortnite, is coming under battle. The storm is closing around it as popular
Mohicans?
Talk
show dude. Way to get the details.
Popular talk show dude from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton, is suing the popular game for appropriating its dance. I was going to switch anyway. In more news, the backpack kid, the little white boy that wears a backpack, who saw his rise to fame for doing the popular dance, I'm going to sling my arms all around, is also suing because Fortnite appropriated his dance. In more news, rapper 2 Milly is also suing Fortnite because they stole his dance. The Milly Rock. Back to you, fat guy.
Hey, I just want to point out.
Hold on, the music is closing.
Me too.
I just want to point out that in that whole segment, only one person was called out by name, and that was rapper 2 Milly.
Yeah,
and I said backpack kid.
You said white backpack kid.
The white backpack kid.
And then you said talk show host.
Oh yeah, Carlton. I said Carlton.
Carlton. That's his not name.
His name isn't Carlton.
His name is Alfonso Robert.
Alfonso?
It is Alfonso, right?
Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. Is it Alphonse? I'm
no,
sorry.
His phone. No,
it could be Alfonso. I don't know.
No, I think it's Alphonse.
Alfonso Roberto.
How is
Roberto.
It worse than Carlton?
Because yeah, Carlton is a character.
But he has to describe it because nobody's gonna know who the hell Alfonso
yes,
is.
I almost said something that made me look just like Little D.
Oh my goodness, be careful.
I almost said, yeah, you don't go calling Will Smith, Will. I was like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do, though, right?
So Fortnite is getting sued or are they suing?
Fortnite is getting sued.
Getting sued by
those three individuals.
Alfonso Roberto
and more.
White Backpack Kid
yep.
and the Negro Rapper Boy.
Black Backpack yeah. Kid.
Okay. Why?
Because they apparently stole their signature dances.
So you know the Carlton dance, right?
Yeah. It's not unusual yes. to be loved by
so Fortnite has put a dance like that and others in their game.
Okay.
And they're selling it.
And they're renaming the names of these dances.
And they're renaming the names of the dances.
Oh.
And this is where I believe they're messing up because they took the dance. If they want to give it, if they want to put it in their game and give it away for free, I think that's okay.
Yeah, but it's selling for profit, so.
But it's selling for profit. So the people that originated those dances and who are popular for those dances are saying, hey, we want a cut of that money because we're making billions.
Wasn't Fortnite, when it first came out, free?
It's still free.
So they're selling the emotes?
You have to have some in-game currency.
Cover me, boys.
To actually purchase the dance. And you can earn small amounts of that currency in the game. However, you can pay $15 and get a large amount of that.
Okay, so they're selling the dances.
Yes.
So okay, so that's where they're messing up. If they were just giving out the dances,
yes,
then it would be no problem. But the fact that they're actually selling these dances is where they're coming. They're gonna get sued.
Yeah, they're gonna get sued left and right. However, I don't know if you can copyright a dance.
You can. You can copyright damn near anything,
especially
a
that
dance
popular
move though.
Who the hell? Skateboard.
The backpack kid.
It's the floss.
Yeah, that's literally what it's called in the game too. It's called the floss,
and that's even the name of the dance.
Yeah,
like Soulja Boy, the crank that.
Yeah,
that is copy. That's a copywritten dance.
He better have that copywritten.
And then everyone's done all other kind of dance to it, like
similar
dances, and like he can't sue them because they're totally different, but they have like the same kind of style of that line dancing, the electric slide, copywritten dance.
Okay,
so
I can see that.
You can copyright dances. Alfonso Robera has a very strong case because that dance is called the Carlton.
Yes, it
is. Because he invented that
dance. The Carlton.
What about the Hokey Pokey?
The Hokey Pokey is a copywritten dance.
Oh,
before or after you turn yourself around.
Ooh, that's what
that
is
all
true
about. Hokey Pokey, put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in, and you shake it all about.
You pull out your pokey and I put it in her mouth. That's what it's all about.
Oh, this is my song. Come on now.
Well, okay, so maybe Carlton does have a claim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why did he wait till the game was so huge?
Okay, so... Why wouldn't you? Would you sue when the game is small and
if
didn't
it
get
was
any profits?
If it was that big of an issue.
Well, why sue for pennies when you can get hundreds?
Exactly. Hundreds. Hey, you know what's crazy? I was about to say reading a book. I was listening to a book about the founder of Scarface. What label is that?
Oh, LaFace Records?
No, it's not LaFace.
No, it's not. I know you're talking about.
It's the one out of Houston.
Yeah.
Rap-A-Lot
Records.
Rap-A-Lot. The owner of Rap-A-Lot wrote a book.
I'm not familiar.
Well, he's a big time. But so a producer that was big time that he put on and signed, he went to go work with Puff Daddy out in New York. And he had already signed them. And the engineers calling him like, the producers calling him like, yeah, you know, I'm working with Puff. And he said, cool, do as much music as you can. Because Puff is out there having him produce hits for him when he's signed to somebody else.
Right.
So how do you parlay that into
the
Fortnite thing?
Because you sit and you wait for all of this profit to be made and then come in and say, some of that is mine.
I think that's a little devious.
No, it's not. That's business.
That's American way.
That's America.
So you sit and wait until the thing reaches a certain level of success, and then you go in for
not,
the kill.
Would you go for the kill if the kill is only $30?
Dude, I'll tell you right now.
Now, McDonald's will come after your ass the first time they see you using the golden arches. Disney will come after your ass the first time they see you trying to capitalize on the Mickey ears.
And they have thousands of lawyers to do that.
They will come after you in the moment that they see it.
A cease and desist.
We are at best level Z or Y celebrities, and we've gotten a Disney cease and desist letter.
That's because they have thousands of lawyers.
Here's the difference between that. The producer or the CEO of Rap-A-Lot probably was a small time business trying to make a big name.
Now he was huge already.
How big was it?
He already had Scarface and some other rappers under him.
But he wasn't making P. Diddy money.
Nah, not Puff Daddy money.
Exactly. He wasn't making Disney money.
Nah, not Disney
money.
So
he's trying to make more money. Yeah. Alfonso Roberto, he ain't big name like he was when he was on the Will Smith.
No.
On Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
True.
So, like, why not wait until they have more money so that you have a bigger cut? Now, with us, if someone started getting on our stuff that we have copyrighted, Fat Guy Radio Show, we're not going to go out there right now, especially if it's a big juggernaut. Are we going to stop them right now?
No.
Let Disney take it for a little
what
bit.
What if Ellen...
Let them go ahead and get some fame from something that we already have copywritten, and then we can sue Disney or have them buy us out.
What if Ellen
was
selling
merch? It's a bigger
merch
payoff for the smaller people. For Disney, if we did the shoe was on the other foot, it's damaging their credibility if we start trying to do stuff. So they have to stop it right then and there because they're going to lose millions.
So you're looking at the size of...
Exactly.
The size of the product or the size of the representation.
Yeah. Look,
exactly. So if it's a small company starting out, like, and you're a small person and you can see that there's some benefit if that company has traction building up, let them do it and then get the get the money. But if you're a big person, a big company, and you see that that might have traction to do something,
you squash
but it could probably deface your brand that you've already made, you need to squash it.
But you don't think that Alfonso Roberto has a bigger star than Fortnite was?
When was the last...
he's way more recognizable than Fortnite.
Please tell me. Please go... I want you to go to a school. Go to Little Fella School. Anytime. All right? That's millennials. Ask them that Fortnite dance. Where did that... The Carlton, where did that originate? I guarantee you, not 10 of them can tell you Fresh Prince.
Nope.
Probably. Well, you got a point. I'm not arguing your point.
And Alfonso Roberto has a big name with us because we grew up with him.
Yeah, we grew up on the
Fresh Prince. They don't know this, dude. When you say Fresh Prince to them, they think Will Smith.
You don't think that that's an air of dirty play, though?
No.
You're thinking it's completely strategic?
Yes.
Because I'm telling you my strategic plan. Once y'all get way bigger than what y'all biggest Fat Guy Radio is now, I'm coming in the suit because I use my DJ little D name.
Okay,
on things. So
okay, Corey. Let me flip it on you. I was gonna say,
don't you think capitalism itself is a little dirty?
Yeah. Let me flip it on you. Let me flip it on you. Who's dirtier, Alfonso Roberto or Fortnite? So Fortnite has taken something that he created, made popular.
Popular.
Put it in their game.
Yep.
Say, hey, guys, you could go ahead and be girls. Say, hey, we're just going to change the name. We're not going to credit who did this.
Nope.
And sell it to you for actual money, and they're profiting. That's dirtier to me.
He didn't sell it for money.
Is it legally copywritten though? Is the dance legally copywritten?
That's the question. And I think to bring a lawsuit to get a lawyer.
You can copyright a dance.
You can.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Definitely copyright.
I don't know how.
Soulja Boy has the crank that copywritten. And he got on, Google it right now. You can see there's times where he had to sue people. I mean, it's the same. It's a creative idea. It's the same as copywriting your music.
Okay.
Yo, Chris Brown, when he slapped Rihanna, he got that copyrighted. So if you slap somebody the same way he did, you get sued.
Actually, no. Actually, he had to pay in copyrights to Ike Turner.
You know what I'm saying? So it's copyrighted.
Yeah, it's copyrighted. come here so I can give Ike Turner some royalties. I understand what you're saying. I'm not arguing that it's wrong or it's right. It just seems a little hinky, but it's a video game, and I guess it's just a really popular video game. But you know what, DT? I never really thought about it. When it breaks it down to, like, if you go to the younger generation X and Y, they are not gonna recognize Carlton. They barely recognize Will Smith, because if you ask them about Will Smith, all they're gonna say is, "Oh, that's the guy from the new Aladdin movie."
I know. Did you see those pictures? What I'm saying?
So they're not gonna know who Will Smith was when he was back coming up in Philly, born and raised.
Jingle bells rock.
Thank you, little D. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, people that didn't die in 2018, just in case you forgot. And then I have my end of the year address ready for all of us right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
And now,
hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Trick never worked.
This time for sure. Presto! Well, I'm getting close.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Hey everybody, it's me, Corey Blaze, and I'm using my radio DJ voice to welcome to the Fatnatic family Spotify listeners. Yes, that's right. Fat Guy Radio Show is now available to stream on the largest growing streaming platform, Spotify. Get the Spotify app for all mobile devices and desktops. We are extremely happy to partner with Spotify and provide another easy and fun way for everyone to get Fat Guy Radio Show. Find us by searching Fat Guy Radio Show on Spotify or visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is now on Spotify. And now, traffic and weather with Skyline Skip. Take it away, Skip!
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network,
featuring Corey Blaze.
Jingle bells. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Happy New Year to you. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Purple Mattress, the most comfortable crash pad. Purple Mattress. Why suffer through another night of bad sleep in the new year when you can get beautiful sleep that science has approved, that science created with the Purple Mattress? Get yourself and your family and even your fur baby a Purple Mattress. And while you're at it, pick up a purple pillow and bed sheets, all at fatguyradioshow.com/purple. Purple Mattress. Yo, New Year's baby booty will love it.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, your New Year's baby's booty will love it. Your baby booty.
I'm the baby booty.
I got a baby who got a nice booty.
I'm the baby of his booty.
Hey, can I share a story with you fellas?
Yes, please. This is what can possibly go wrong.
Which one do you guys want to hear? Go ahead with your story.
No, go ahead. I'm giving it to you. I got 3 minutes.
So I had a couple things. My day was awkward or different today.
You want to start with talking on the microphone?
True.
Thank you.
Do you guys want to hear about when I was in my semi and I looked down at a vehicle toward me? Or when I was on 48th Street in Van Buren and saw two people I thought who was play fighting until one choked the hell out the other one and he fell backwards and he started shaking on the ground? True story.
One with you in the truck looking down involve fellatio?
It was interesting.
I feel like you already told the whole second story.
I'm going to go with the first story.
I heard that time that I went to that store and I was eating that chicken and I ended up choking and someone gave me an item.
I got three ones.
You got three?
I got three ones.
Where did you add three ones? Where the hell did the other story come from?
When did we go to the strip club? I got three ones.
Let me get them all out real quick.
You making so it up as you go?
No, I swear to God.
Okay, go then, hell.
So, the first one, I was on Van Buren 48th Street because I got off the freeway. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at the light. I see two black guys running each other and they had each other on the neck. So I'm like, is they playing? Uh-huh. I thought they were really playing. I thought they were horsing around until they have each other by the neck. So one had the other one. I guess he choked the hell out of him. He choked him real good. He fell backwards, fell on the ground, and just started shaking. I wanted to see what else was going to happen, but the light changed green, so I had to go.
Wow.
True story.
You didn't help out and help that brother out?
I'm in my damn semi. I'm out of my business.
Nah, that's real. Yeah. I wouldn't have done nothing.
Okay, on the freeway.
Uh-huh.
No, sorry. This is on Scottsdale Road. Uh-huh. I get to a light.
On what road?
Scottsdale Road.
Oh, I thought he said Snopsdale Road. I was like, Snops.
Hey. I happened to look down.
Gin and Snops?
No, because the car had passed me, and I saw boobs. I'm like, wait, is those boobs I just seen?
You saw boobs.
So you light, sped up.
You know, I tried to. My semi only goes.
I sped up in my semi. I was pushing 105 in the semi. You
know what I'm saying? So, ooh, boobs.
Next light,
three people died.
Yeah. So next light, I get them right at the light. I'm like, okay, I'm looking. So I'm trying to see if I see boobs. But I didn't see no boobs. But I wasn't paying attention. I'm still looking up. But the guy's driving. His girl's in the passenger seat. He's down rubbing on her stuff. I'm like, oh, wow, right in front of me. They couldn't tell that I was looking. But I saw.
Okay, you don't have to get too graphic, little D.
So I happen to look a little closer. And he's rubbing her.
We get it.
Okay. Got a little.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Third story. Extergent. Last one. You guys all know people who have to take their driving test.
No.
And okay.
Yeah, I'm grown.
I'm a grown man.
Grown man,
dog. There's people who take driving tests, the student drivers.
Okay.
What's a driving test?
I'm pretty sure. No, the student, there's up in Scottsdale, they got student tests where. Okay,
we get it.
I'm pretty sure this girl failed. I kid you not. Kids these days. She's driving. She's in a white Honda Civic. I'm in the middle lane. There's three lanes. I'm in the middle lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always observing everything around me. I look over. I kid you not. She went from two hands on the steering wheel, and we was at the light. She has her phone in her hand. As the instructor sitting in the car, I'm like, she automatically. She has her phone in her hand, doing whatever the hell she's doing. Light changes. Back to 10 and 2, and proceeds. Automatically fails.
Yep.
How old do you think she was? She
has to be at least 15 or 16. No older than 16. This is a little girl. I'm like, kids.
Well, see, what she can do is tell the instructor that she's not feeling well, that she's anxious. Then the instructor will go to bat for her and give her like a reprieve.
Or she could go to the instruction school and have her parents write a complaint letter for not having Apple Play in their training cars.
Yep.
Huh.
Mm.
Coddled ass millennials.
Or what she could do is she can go ahead and say that her instructor wasn't given a proper direction, so she had to put it into Siri.
GPS,
She had to ask Siri.
Yep.
Speaking of Siri, guess who met Alexa? Or guess who's meeting Alexa?
You.
Who?
My old ass daddy and his girlfriend. My old ass daddy.
Oh, Lord.
Before Christmas, called me up and he said, I kid you not. He said, hey, Miss Margie wants this Alexa thing. And I said, what do you mean Alexa thing? She saw that Alexa thing that you talk into on the TV and she wants that. I said, Dad, Alexa isn't something that you buy. Alexa is a program that is in like the Google Homes and other types of components. He said, well, yeah, I want that. How much those cost? Now, my dad doesn't know anything about ordering stuff online. You know what I mean? This is still the man that says, oh, man, I'm out of stamps. And he's got to go up to not Circle K, to the post office and get some stamps from the little person at the window. Not the machine, the person at the window. So he says, how much is the Alexa? I says, well, they come in, you know, the Google Home. And so I said they start at like $19 on Amazon and they go all the way up to $249.
Is Alexa on Google Home?
No. I was going to tell you, Alexa is Amazon.
Yes, Alexa is Amazon, but it's...
And then Google Home is Google Home.
Okay, maybe I'm old and confused,
Yeah,
too.
You are.
Yeah, you got to say, Google, you say Google, do this, and then Alexa, you say once, Alexa,
once
do
hey,
this.
Hey, Google, Alexa
Let me see
is...
What he ended up ordering.
Alexa is strictly Amazon. They have that copywritten.
So we ordered her the Amazon Echo that has Alexa.
Okay.
There you go.
The Amazon Echo that has Alexa.
Was it
I apologize.
The Echo or the Echo Dot?
It was the Echo.
Okay.
The big tall Echo is what he ended up getting her.
It was the Echo. You Echo it.
Now, it was the Amazon Echo. Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo.
Lego.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Echo. We are horrible.
I don't know.
Who was saying Lego?
Me.
Probably Lego my ego.
You're so all I can imagine is my dad and his old ass and Miss Margie just sitting around her house.
I'm imagining
you having a visual just sitting around my house yelling at Alexa.
Alexa.
I tried to explain to my dad.
Turn on the microwave.
I'm trying to explain to my dad that I don't think Miss Margie has Wi-Fi.
You know,
it ain't gonna work.
It ain't even gonna work. That's a good point.
So it's not gonna work.
He's Alexa, like, bring me some toilet paper.
But he was destined. He says she wants this for Christmas. So I ordered it for Christmas. I ordered it for her, for my dad, through Amazon, at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Son of the
I ordered it. It came in. He gave it to her on Christmas. Here we are a couple of days later. Ain't nobody heard from Miss Margie. I only imagine she's still yelling at Alexa.
Alexa! Bring me my bunion cream!
Speaking of Christmas.
These two old people do not need this level of technology.
You know, two Christmases ago, I bought my dad the Amazon Echo Dot, and I showed him everything he can do. You know, asked for the weather. A couple months later, I go back down, I see it unplugged, I said, "Dad, you haven't been using your Amazon. I can never get the name right, and that thing it be turning on me."
I heard about
that. They get scared of
it. I was like, what do you mean turn it on? He said, I'll just be sitting there, duh, and that blue light come on, and it scared the hell out of me. I just unplugged the thing. I don't want to deal with it. And just, I think, last week I heard in the news that the Google Alexa assistants, they record you, and somebody asked for their recordings, and they gave them somebody else's recordings.
Oh, I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
that's probably some conspiracies with Amazon, but I don't know why, but I am really concerned for the safety of Miss Margie and this damn Amazon Echo.
Alexa! I fell down and I can't get up!
She doesn't have Wi-Fi.
So yeah, it ain't gonna work.
My dad wasted $80.
No, that, you wasted it.
Yeah, you did.
No. He came up to my house. By the way, he was more than happy to come up to the house. Wanna know why?
Why?
Because he bought a new car.
Ooh, another one.
Another one.
Another Prius.
Nope. He is away from the Prius. He didn't went really black. He Cadillac. Didn't went really old. He went Cadillac.
Yes, Cadillac. Sir. Wow.
2018 fully loaded leather package Cadillac. And he drove it all the way up to my house to ask me how to turn on the radio.
I was going to say, yeah, the seat warmers.
They're complicated.
Which one did he get?
Yeah,
what kind
of Cadillac?
I don't know, but it got two doors and he come up talking about, like, hey, this look like your car. I'm like, no.
It's probably a CTS or an ATS.
No, I don't know what it is. What it is it too expensive?
I'm happy
that one.
But he didn't win, got him. So he was happy. So he drove up to the house, gave me his credit card. Because I wasn't about to be on the hook for this. Mm-mm. If she's going to be yelling at it, which she most likely is. Yep. Right now, that's what she's doing right now. Just yelling, Alexa.
Alexa! Alexa! Alexa!
Papa, can you hear me? So he comes up to the house, drops his credit card. Because when you do it through Amazon, you can put in somebody else's credit card.
Oh, yeah.
So I put in his credit card, bought Alexa for her. This was, a few days before, a week before Christmas. And then, when he left, I went in and bought myself about $1,000 worth of stuff. it's a finder's fee. It's a finder's fee. You know what I'm saying? It's a finder's fee.
I hear you clucking big chicken.
And I'm like, this is just not going to pan out very well. I think there should be an age limit.
Yeah, there should be.
On technology.
Nah.
12.
17.
I say okay. 2.
2?
Yeah, 2.
Hey, I got a 3-year-old who can navigate her
smart
iPad to go to birthing videos.
What?
Wait,
she went from, I kid you not, she went from Winnie the Pooh all by herself. She went from Winnie the Pooh to toy openings to birthing videos in the span of 15 minutes.
And she's going to be one smart girl.
And I have no idea how the heck you get from Winnie the Pooh to birthing videos.
Here's my question. When the hell did you get a 3-year-old?
Yeah, good question.
It's my goddaughter.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
That's something we need to know about 2019.
Alexa! Where did I get this, baby?
Alexa! Where is my super suit? All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to do my big read. I'll do it on After the Levels at afterthelevels.com. But you know what? I want to thank you all for giving us such a great 2018. Some spots were hard. Some spots were smooth.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And some spots were rough. Some spots were dry.
That's all she said.
Some were wet.
I felt that one.
And some were hard.
Oh, yeah.
But we made it through this, bitch.
Yep.
And we going into 2019 with our head up.
With a new bitch.
With our head up. So, with that, I say Happy New Year to all of ye. For Doug the D.A. Andrew. And Daniel Taylor.
Alexa?
And my little brother, DJ Lil Big D.
Yeah, buddy. Through me off.
Yeah, buddy.
This is Corey Blaze reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, look them dead in the eye and say, Corey didn't run the credit slide. He just got to it right now.
He just didn't give a damn.
Yeah, just listen to the music and watch those credits.
This 2019 is going to be good.
2019 is going to be great.
I feel it.
It's coming back with a vengeance.
Yes, sir.
Alexa, run the credit slide.
Hey, Alexa. Make me some of that quicker oatmeal by Little D. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you. Happy New Year. We will see you in 2019.
Yep.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Run this bitch.
Go, I want to remind you once again, subscribe to our bonus show Afterburn by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.